Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The first baseman, Tim Corcoran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting sixth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Schottsetter. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Miguel Delone. Batting second. The right fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave Rosello. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dan Spillner. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran takes first base on ball four. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers takes first base on ball four. Corcoran moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball four. Corcoran moves to third. Summers moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Brookins moves to second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up towards first. Corcoran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hara for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Delone. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Corcoran hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Summers takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Summers moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wackenfuss. The throw from Diaz to Rosello and they have Wackenfuss trapped. The throw over to Hargrove, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosello moves to second. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-1 in the game. Delone hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hargrove moves to second. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hargrove moves to third. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. Hara moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hargrove scores. Hara scores. Rosello moves to third. Manning moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Corcoran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Corcoran reaches second base with a double. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. Corcoran moves to third. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corcoran scores. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0 for 2 in the game. Delone hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hargrove moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brookins hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosello hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Corcoran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0 for 3 in the game. Delone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verizer moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it. Steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hargrove strikes out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Toby Herrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrod is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herrod hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Corcoran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-4 in the game. Peters bunts towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Rosello covering, for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Victor Cruz now pitching. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Corcoran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Stegman now playing left field. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-3 in the game. Diaz hits a pop-up towards first. Corcoran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosello hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Charbonneau pinch hits for Rick Manning. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Dibzinski pinch runs for Joe Charbonneau. Gary Gray pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski now playing shortstop. Gary Gray now playing left field. Miguel Delone now playing right field. Alan Bannister, now playing center, Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 4 in the game. Parrish strikes out. 1 out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brookins hits a pop-up towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Roseman now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 4 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hargrove strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Gary Alexander. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker strikes out. 1 out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 4 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bannister. Peters reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Corcoran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 4 in the game. Diaz bunts towards first. Corcoran scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Diaz for the out. Hara moves to second. 1 out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosello hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hara moves to third. 2 outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Joaquin Fuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Dave Stegman. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Morris pinch runs for Richie Hebner. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Joaquin Fuss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 5 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morris moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morris moves to third. Two outs. Steve Kemp pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Parrish steals second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Lentine now playing left field. Mark Wagner now playing third base. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Delone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gray moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 5 in the game. Bannister is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Underwood now pitching. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrove for the out. Gray moves to third. Delone moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Joaquin Fuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Corcoran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Delone. Corcoran reaches second base with a double. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 4 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran juggles the ball. That's an error on Corcoran. Jack Brohmer pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosello goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.